Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. There was a question on the Spotify last week, but I couldn't figure out how to answer it on the system, so I hope you're listening now. I'm very sorry that your cousin is missing. The information from last week's episode came from Namus, Uncovered, and the Anchorage Daily News. All are public sources. All sources will be linked to the website if you search buriedonthetundra.com. The New York Times wrote an article in 2007 discussing Bethel's taxicabs. Bethel has one cab per 84 people. This is more than New York City. Because Bethel is off the road system, it's very costly to own a car here. Also, it's a hub for 57 surrounding villages. Cabs are either barged in or flown in. In 2007, it cost $2,000 to fly in a Ford Focus. If you're looking to purchase a car, right now there are three available on Facebook. The first one starts at $4,500 for an 86 Bronco. Most sellers want cars paid in cash, and many people own snow machines and four-wheelers, but still use cabs to get around town. Cab drivers are largely non-Alaskan, either Korean or Albanian cabbies. Early on July 5th, 2021, a cab driver was shot in his lower face and left in the 200 block of Ptarmigan in Bethel. The person who had shot the cabbie had stolen his vehicle. A passerby had found the Costco cab driver lying in the road around 3:30 in the morning. He was taken to YKHC, the local hospital, but then transported via medevac to Anchorage. At that time, he was reported to be in stable condition. The case, however, went cold until December of 2022. The Bethel Police Department decided to review a few old cases. Upon their investigation, they then issued a warrant on December 27th, 2022, for Maggie James. She was arrested for felony assault, robbery, and vehicular theft. James is now in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center awaiting her trial. She, of course, is presumed innocent until proven guilty. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, Buried on the Tundra will be off for a week, but coming back on February 5th, we are going to look at a Hot Mess Express who shot his father, burned down a house, killing three people, and got banished. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.